Well, hey, y'all, good morning. Good to have you with me, with us. I'm Kevin Flanagan, the president of Be The Edge, and we are looking forward to spending a few minutes this morning. We also want to remind you that this call can be heard later at the website, betheedge.com. I do want to let you know that over the next 2 weeks, we will not be having our call. Next Thursday, being Christmas Eve, we figure you'll be preparing for Christmas. And then the one after that will be New Year's Eve, and we know you'll be sleeping late to get ready for a late night. But anyway, hey, today's challenge is a simple reminder. I want to share a short Christmas children's story by Leo Tolstoy. We're kind of classing things up a little bit. It's Papa Panov's Special Christmas. Papa Panov is an elderly cobbler who lives by himself in a small Russian village. His wife has passed, and his children are all grown up. Alone on Christmas Eve in his shop, Papa Panov decides to open the old family Bible and reads the Christmas story about the birth of Jesus. That night, he has a dream in which Jesus comes to him. Jesus says that he will visit Papa Panov in person tomorrow, but that he will have to pay special attention since the disguised Jesus will not reveal his identity. Papa Panov wakes up the next morning excited about Christmas Day and meeting his potential visitor. He notices that a street sweeper is working early on a cold winter morning. Touched by his hard work and dejected appearance, Papa Panov invites him inside for a hot cup of coffee. Later in the day, a single mother with a worn face too old for her young age walks down the street clutching her baby. Again, Papa Panov invites them in to warm up and even gives the baby a beautiful brand new pair of shoes that he made. As the day goes by, Papa Panov keeps his eye peeled for his holy visitor, but he only sees neighbors and beggars on the street. He decides to feed the beggars. Soon it's dark and Papa Panov retires indoors with a sigh, believing his dream was just that, only a dream. But then the voice of Jesus speaks and it is revealed that Jesus came to Papa Panov in each and every person he helped today, from the street sweeper to the local beggar. Hey, Tolstoy, he could have been busted for a little plagiarism in this story or at least some creative borrowing. Because you see, in Matthew 35, Jesus tells a very similar story. Here's what he says. The king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed by my father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when do we see you hungry and feed you or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you? And the king will reply, truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers or sisters of mine, you did for me. You see, this is the Jesus we see every day. He's all around us in the lives of everyone we encounter, the up and outers as well as the down and outers. He's the Jesus of the Christmas story. He's the Jesus of the Papa Panov story. He's the Jesus of Matthew 35. He is the Jesus that this Christmas needs to be in the forefront of our vision and our actions. This season is ripe for noticing and acting. As the Edge, and more importantly, as followers of Christ, we're called to have this mindset every day of our journey. This week, one of the Edge companies, instead of giving the typical gifts to the other company CEOs that they do business with, donated to ministries that are feeding the hungry. At the same time, they sent a card to those other corporate leaders, making them aware of what they did and thanking them and letting them know that the donation they made was done in their name. I love this kind of thinking. Who seriously needs another fruit basket or the Jelly of the Month Club, right? Consider how you or your company can reflect Jesus this season too. That's being the Edge, but even more, that's being salt and light in a struggling world at a very critical time. Hey, we hope you have a Merry Christmas, a safe and Happy New Year, and that you, as the Edge, make a difference with every life you encounter. For as you do unto these, you do unto Jesus. Now go and be the Edge, and we'll see you next year. Thanks for being a part of this year's Be the Edge Challenge calls, and we look forward to a great lineup of Thursday mornings together in the future. If there's anything the Edge can do to serve you or help point you in some directions, you let us know. We're here for you.